Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Good morning. We'll go ahead and get started. And before I do, I'll just, from an attendance standpoint, there's guys in and out all the time here. I'll just let you know there's some guys that are banged up a little bit. We're dealing with some things, so you'll see some of those guys out there today that may not be in gear. And then Tremaine Edmonds has been here all off season. He's been excused for a personal situation that he's going through, he and his family. So we wish them all the best.
Sean, before we get into some of the football stuff, do you have a sense in coming off of last week and your team's involvement and everything that happened down on Jefferson Avenue? Is there maybe a bit of a change in perspective in there, or maybe a change in tone that you could put your finger on?
Change in tone from?
Just in terms of what the players have been through and showing up and showing their support and engaging with the community. Does that carry over into a week that will obviously be on a week like this, but do you have a sense of a change in any respect in the locker room?
We've got a good locker room. But there's also new players in that locker room that have come from other cities, other states, and this is the first situation, if you will, that I saw our team come together as one, and as you saw it last week, head downtown. And listen, we're a part of the community, and when the community is affected, we do our best to step up and do our part. I think the slogan of choosing love is a good one. It's in the Bible, and I think that love has a tendency to fix a lot of problems and challenges out there. I think it was good. I know it was good to be down there, and I also know a lot. Some of the funerals are this week, and so we're thinking of those family members that are still going through it, and will continue to be going through it.
When you mentioned the new players who just got here and are getting acclimated to Buffalo as all this is happening, do you have extra discussions, or does the team have extra discussions with those players to kind of let them know more about Buffalo while all this is happening at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, we try and do that when we onboard these players, and then through the process of educating the team in the spring and then on through training camp as well. And then some of those conversations, kind of those one-offs, take place in the locker room organically, or when the guys do hang out off the field from time to time.
Okay, let's get into some football. Coach, so what are these new additions on offense, plus, with a new offensive coordinator, what would you gauge the learning curve, and what are your expectations as far as evolving during OTAs?
You're seeing Dorsey out there and Matt Smiley. And so there's some newness to what they're doing and their drills that they like and how they want to do things in terms of running the offense or the special teams, in this case with Matt Smiley. And that's good. But there's that newness, I think, causes a little bit of uncertainty maybe on the front end. But we work through that, and they're finding their cadence and their rhythm, and I think that'll continue through the spring and on into training camp. At some point, they're going to get into their flow as well, and I think the players will follow here as they get a little bit more comfortable and more experienced being around the leadership of Matt and Ken both.
Hey, Sean, I guess it's your sixth OTAs sessions for the Bills. What do you think you've learned most from 2017? to now as to how you go about this part of the year? Have you changed anything drastically, or what do you think you're doing differently now than you did as a rookie coach?
Yeah, a lot, I would say. I was just talking with one of the visiting coaches that is in visiting us from a college, and he's been a head coach for a number of years as well, and we were just conversing on how you go through the years and you start off as a rookie head coach, and you're saying, you know, now in year six, for me at least, man, if I can't believe I kept the job in the first year, because how you evolve, and if you're doing it right, I think, you know, you're always evolving, you're always growing, I think it's healthy to look back and say, man, I can't believe what I didn't know then that I know now, and how it serves me now to be the best coach that I can be for our team and our coaching staff. So I just think there's a lot of things that you grow through. The experience factor is real. I would say, you know, just specifically to answer your question, Sal, I think, you know, just being a little bit more understanding, I think, this time of year of when guys aren't here. I think that's big, although it is important, and we take that seriously that they are here. It is voluntary, and they are humans as well, and they have things going on. You know, it was referenced earlier from Adam about, you know, all the things going on downtown. That leads to perspective, and it also leads to perspective for the players, right? From they have families, they have things that they're going through, and they need this time of year some time once in a while. And so although I'd love them all to be here, it's maybe unrealistic to think that that's always going to be the case.
And we've said the word continuity in this room a lot over the years. This year there's some change with coaches, with personnel, like there are every year. What positives, if any, come with the changes that you get to see with your team?
Yeah, I think change is good, and it can be good if handled the right way. I'm excited about, as I said before, the people we have in the building. We've got a number of new coaches, and I think that's exciting. We've been able to bring in some veteran coaches as well as some younger coaches who are wet behind the ears just a little bit, and it's exciting to watch them have a true passion for the game and for the coaching business and want to learn. As we talk about that learning, that growth mindset, and put in the hours to advance. I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this from time to time, that what's happening more and more in our society is that people want things without working for them. And it's good to have young coaches in the building that are working for it and willing to put in the time to pay the price before they're ready for their next title or handout. And I think that's refreshing. And that just says to me that we've got the right people.
When you look at Josh's maturation over the four years, what have you seen in him that's allowed him to evolve or tap into what inherent leadership qualities that he had growing up to become the real, he seems to be the leader and the face of this franchise at this moment, to have evolved into that person over the course of these 5 years or so?
So you're always so deep, John.
We've watched this happy-go-lucky. He's happy-go-lucky, but there are times where, we're seeing the maturation. He signed a big contract. It didn't go to his head last year. Every time we see him, he seems to be saying the right things, you know, be it on the field at Salins Park for the softball game, or doing the right things. And just what is it that you've seen in his development, I guess?
I think, I'll give some credit to our plan and for Josh when we brought him on board. But I think a lot of the credit has to go to the way he was raised, his mom and his dad, the support system that he had at home. We talk about work ethic a few minutes ago. Certainly growing up on and around a farm, there's work ethic instilled in you. And there's also a set of core values that were instilled in him years ago. By his mom and his dad, and I know he was close with his grandparents as well, and still is. So, that was for us, changing it, shifting it back to us, is that was part of the evaluation where, getting a job is one thing, but being willing to put the work in to become really good at things is hard to find these days, right? So as I referenced earlier, so I think Josh has matured, and then he's also used and drawn from that support system and those core values that he was taught years ago. We want to stay healthy. I think that's important. We want to get healthier than where we are right now as well. And as I mentioned earlier, some players going through a couple things. And then I think the chemistry is big. You know, chemistry of just getting to know one another, building that trust that needs to be there, because there are new pieces to it, as well as the coach-player relationship amongst the new pieces that we have in the coaching staff as well. So all of that is important, that gelling of the team this time of year. And it'll continue on through training camp. And then we do have some new players that really need to get up to speed on our systems, offensively, defensively, special teams, so that then when they go into the off season, that 3 or 4 week period there, that they can, you know, really rely on that notebook to study and enhance what they do when they come back in training camp.
Sean, as you're getting healthier, how is Tre'Davious White on his recovery?
Yeah, he's on schedule, Heather, and he continues to work hard. I don't really have any updates for you other than he is on schedule, and I've just been very impressed by his work ethic.
Sean, is Jordan Poyer here for OTAs, and where do you think he's
at? Yeah, no, he's not here, and we certainly miss having him here, and got a glimpse of him at the softball game the other day and had a chance to have a good conversation with him there. But just business is business right now, and we're focused on the guys that are here.
Coach, Terrence Gray and Eric Washington recently participated in the front office NFL coach accelerated program. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm happy for those two. They work hard and they're good at what they do, and they're at slightly different kind of growth areas in their life cycle as coaches, and in Merrick's case and as a personnel man in Terrence's case. So it's been fun to watch those two develop. Eric and I were together in Carolina, and he became a defensive coordinator a couple of years after I left, and now he's had a chance to come here and kind of reset and maybe learn some things a little bit differently than what he knew coming here. And so I think that'll benefit him. And I know it's, this profession is very important to Eric Washington. He's very passionate about it. Terrence, I don't work with quite as closely, but I've been able to watch him over the last probably 3 or 4 months really step his game up, obviously in the absence of Joe Shane there.
Sean, are you able to let us know who is dealing with some injuries and what exactly they're dealing with?
Yeah, I just don't – no. No, you'll see it out there. I mean, you'll see guys that are dressed, some aren't dressed, some are dressed that aren't participating. So it's just a long list, John, of just, you know, the major ones.
Stuff that was guys recovering from training, or is it stuff that's happened since they got here?
Yeah, I mean, Tre'Davious has his deal. I don't have the list in front of me, but we got a little bit of some nags here and there, some soft tissue things with some guys, and Dawson's got a little something going on, and Spencer Brown's got a little something going on as well that he had a procedure on. So it's just it's gonna work itself out. That's what I'm being told, for training camp. So that's my first question to Nate all the time is, are we gonna be good for training camp? So we certainly miss, and those guys are missing some time, and it's hard. You know, as I said earlier, I'm getting better with that when guys miss time, especially this time of year, but it's never easy.
A lot of good health, got here. How much, like when you bring in veterans, Miller, Crowder, Kessenberry, anybody, that they got their own system for maintaining their body, how much do you try to sell them and indoctrinate them into what Nate wants to do and you want to do?
Yeah, well, we try and get them to buy into what we do, but we also respect their routines, as you said, that they've built over the years. So we believe that a lot of what we do is good here, and I think what we found is some of the veterans start to, hey, this is pretty good. I've never had this before. I've never been able to do this here, here like I didn't have elsewhere. So I think what we've found over the years, these last couple of years in particular, since the investment in particular of the training facility, the update of the weight room and whatnot, is that players are really starting to spend a lot of time here, use the resources that we have here. And I know Kim has been instrumental in advancing us in those areas, sports science, so on and so forth. So the players, I think, feel not that this is a country club, but they have what they need to become the best version of themselves.
John, how have you seen your young pass rushers respond this offseason, heading into a pretty big year for all three of them?
Yeah, I think they've worked hard. You know, they're again all three in slightly different positions in their growth cycle. You know, AJ is going into year three now, and you know, Boogie and Greg going into year two, and we have other guys there as well. So, but this is going to be a big off season for those guys. I mean, they're in a position where they have to, we need them to really grow and develop and make a mark on our defense, and not just in a supporting role, but in a primary role.
I'll try not to get too deep here. The value of having Shaq Lawson and Jordan coming back and being familiar with the defense, how big of a help is that in getting them back into the scheme of things, as opposed to free agents who have not worked with Leslie or you?
Yeah, there's not a quiet day in the building when with Jordan and Shaq, and I would add Tim Settle to that group. But that makes it fun. There's a lot of good energy out there. There's a little bit of trash talking yesterday. So that's always, as long as it's kind of kept within the within the fence, it's healthy for us, and I think the guys respond to it. They like it, and it keeps things fun this time of year. And it's good when guys go elsewhere and want to come back and do things, get back to doing things the way that they know things are done.
The expectations so high already for this season, and where we're at in being so early, how do you kind of keep everyone on task and kind of push up that?
Yeah, well, it's like I said it was probably a month or so ago, the names on the paper don't win games. That's just the way it is. So it's a commitment level. It's willing to and dedicating themselves to not being distracted by things that try and distract you during the year. And that's the way it's got to be. So I've never been around a team that, won games just because of the they were supposed to win games, or because of they were on paper the better team. That's not the way this league works. That's why it's a league of close games. And parity is because every Sunday, every team has a chance to win. And that's why the fans follow the NFL the way that they do. That's my 20 plus years of assessment of this league. And it's a pretty good business plan.
Back a little bit to one of Sal's questions earlier, but if chemistry this time of year, it's year after year, that's just part of the deal with the inevitable change that every team goes through. But with your program now established and a track record of success, how much more of a foundation is there, do you think, here now, 6 years on, to maybe build on moving forward into a season?
Yeah, there's a foundation, Adam, no doubt about it. I mean, as I mentioned, visiting coaches come here to see some of the foundation, and I think that says a lot about what we've been able to establish or maybe how we've been able to establish it. But you're always growing, you're always evolving, and like I said earlier, sometimes this year and as you evolve, you look back and say, I can't believe we did things that way 6 years ago and still won. Because it seems archaic the way we've evolved in every phase, I would say, of our process, and I think that's going to continue. That's what's so competitive about our business is if you're not doing that, you're not going to reap the rewards of evolving, and you've got to continue to do it. But that's the fun part to me in the off season of whether it's player acquisition or finding different ways to do things or better ways systematically to do things or treat our players medically. I know Nate. you know, all the departments are committed to that process and to evolving. So that's what makes it fun.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.